Welcome to the second episode of Who the Hell Are You on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our second episode features Catherine Legg, a veteran of Champ Car, IndyCar, and most recently, IMSA's GT Wars with Acura. 50 of the same questions with a few alternates thrown in depending on the guest will follow every Tuesday through the Rolex 24 at Daytona in January. Following Legg's podcast, in no particular order, our 13 remaining episodes include 1999 kart champion and two-time Indy 500 winner Juan Pablo Montoya, ALMS and Pirelli World Challenge Series champion Patrick Long, four-time Champ Car champion and Le Mans winner Sebastian Bourdais, ALMS champion and Le Mans winner Joey Hand, the voice of sports car racing John Hindoff from Radio Le Mans, new IMSA prototype champion Jordan Taylor, IndyCar champ and Indy 500 winner Ryan Hunter-Reay, 2011 NASCAR Rookie of the Year and sports car madman Andy Lally, four-time IndyCar Series champion and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, NBCSN Formula One pit reporter Will Buxton, IndyCar driver, IMSA champion, and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, sports car ace Ryan Dial, and Justin Bell. Among the many things we learned during Catherine's episode, we found out her all-time favorite album doesn't actually exist, and I'll leave the rest for you to discover on your own. There are some adult themes explored and words used in every episode of Who the Hell Are You, so please hit the stop button now if you want to get off this ride. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt Podcast episodes on iTunes, Podbean, our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and for quadruple redundancy, they're also being posted on marshallpruitt.com. And here we go with Catherine Legg.
Catherine, do I have Legg? To do a straight face?
You can do whatever face you want, Catherine Legg.
Okay.
It's your life.
Okay.
Catherine Legg, we're going to jump into 50 questions that comprise Who the Hell Are You? What is your full name?
Catherine Ann Legg.
Birthplace and date, please.
Guildford, Surrey, 12th of July.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
Two and a half. I speak English, American, and mostly German.
I won't argue with that. Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
If the purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first?
Oh, goodness. I've got a list. I've got
Who's
a hit list.
On the top of the list?
I couldn't possibly tell you that. I actually don't know. I don't know that I would take anybody out. I just want to hurt them a little bit.
It's a day, though, where you can kill without any concerns of going to prison.
Yeah.
You can hurt people every day. Murder, one day a year free. Not taking up the
government. I don't think I would take anybody out.
Are you left or right-footed?
Both, I think. It's difficult because, you know, when you do, like, wakeboarding or snowboarding or skateboarding, and I can't make my mind up whether I'm goofy footed or not, so I'm ambidextrous with my feet.
Befitting of a race car driver. Mm-hmm. What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Ooh, good question. The most useful. The Google Maps, that was already came with it. Does that count?
Some might have to download that. That would certainly count.
Okay.
How old were you when you started to walk?
14. No, I don't. I have literally no idea.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Ooh, at this point in time, and it changes frequently, but I would go with Zac Brown Band right now.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Most hated vegetable or fruit?
Oh, lychee. Can't stand those things.
What's your favorite musician or band of all time?
U2.
Have you ever been catfished or catfished anyone?
No, never.
Favorite album?
Pink Floyd Off the Wall.
I believe Michael Jackson did Off the Wall, whereas Pink Floyd did The Wall.
I mean, The Wall, sorry.
Very interesting mashup between Pink Floyd and Michael Jackson.
That would be awesome. See, I'm all nervous. You got me all nervous, Marshall.
Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
No, thank God. And the thought terrifies me.
Wrapping up a theme. Favorite song of all time?
Hmm. I don't know that I've got a favorite song of all time. No, I can't say that I have.
Work to be done?
Yeah.
What's the highest level of education you've completed?
College. We do it differently in England, so it's not like the university, it's college.
Did you receive something at the end of that to tell you that you were qualified to do something?
Yeah, so we do GCSEs and then A-levels and then a degree. So I did the A-levels, which you leave then at 18, but I didn't go on to get a degree.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
4.
Impressive. Patrick Long said 3. You're winning in that area as well. What is your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
Oh, goodness gracious me. I couldn't name one, but I can tell
you. That's actually the correct answer. You're an adult. You should not have a favorite song by Taylor Swift.
But she's got this new one out, and I can't remember for life me what it's called, but I hated it to start with, and then it gets in your head, and it's quite catchy.
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, when?
I've never.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
My Jeep.
What year, what model?
13 SRT8 Grand Cherokee. And it's just had so many issues. It's been in and out of the garage the whole time.
Could cure that with an MDX, possibly?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
No.
What is your shoe size?
7.5.
This question, usually applicable to the men on Who the Hell Are You, certainly would not want to keep this from you. As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
I didn't. I don't think girls do that, do they? Well, most girls don't do that, I think.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do.
How many and why?
One. I was young and it's very embarrassing and I have a tramp stamp.
Does it say anything?
It's a daisy. I think I should get it removed.
I will agree with that. How many times have you had your heart broken?
Twice.
Referring back to the purge, some options to consider.
I don't think either of them are worth killing.
When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
Oh, goodness. Last time I Googled myself was after the incident with Sage in VIR, because I wanted to see, you know, what people were saying, and I found that I was right. I don't know a nice way to put that.
Can you rap?
Not at all. Andy Lally can.
He is a sports car ninja. Would not argue with that. What is the worst piece of advice you've received?
Worst piece of advice. The funniest piece of advice was when I was driving for PKV in Champ Car days, and Jimmy Vassell was one of the team owners.
Oh.
And he came up to me and went, "Stab and steer, baby, stab and steer." And I'm like, "I don't know what that means." It wasn't bad advice, it was just funny. But
could have been dating advice, considering the source, Mr. Vassar.
Oh, I like Jimmy.
Have you ever killed someone or come close?
Nope.
Seinfeld, funniest TV show of all time, or the worst pile of garbage ever made?
Oh, no, I don't like Seinfeld.
That is a correct answer. What toy did you want more than any other as a little girl?
Go-kart.
Detecting a theme. A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
Oh, God. If I could go back in time and kill him. I mean, yes.
That's the correct answer.
I don't know of a nice way to put it.
Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
Oh, yeah. That one where... It's American and I don't watch too much TV, but you know where you have to like get from A to B and it's like a treasure hunt thing?
The Amazing Race?
The Amazing Race.
Have you ever worn a hat that says, "I'm with Hillary," or Make America Great Again?
Never.
Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie. I don't know. Tupac.
That's the incorrect answer. What is the name of the last book you read?
The Alchemist.
Are you married?
No.
Why not?
Wow. Why not? Because I'm not willing to settle.
Also a correct answer. If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I would find?
The nicest?
Something your grandmother would think. What a lovely child.
Probably something to do with animals.
If you're gravely injured and stuck in the hospital, mm-hmm. would you be concerned if your loved ones checked your browser history?
No, not at all.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
I think, like, it was it was a while ago, and I think it was probably, like, a fancy handbag. It's a low flyover.
That was America going by overhead. Getting close to the finish line, Catherine Lake. Mm-hmm. Cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs.
Which tastes better?
Oh, no.
Have you ever exhibited behavior that would land you on an episode of Intervention?
No, I don't think so.
Do you subscribe to any magazines that are not automotive or racing related?
No, although I have subscribed to Triathlon One and Women's Health before, but not in a couple of years.
Christmas ideas. What's the meanest thing you've done to a sibling or friend?
I don't know that I've ever done something that mean that it stands out that was intentional. I used to blame my sister for stuff all the time, but I don't think there's any one thing.
It's quite charming. Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone at home in the bathroom?
Yes.
We learned from one of your Acura NSX stablemates that not only have they done interviews in the bathroom, but also naked in bed.
Jeff?
Might be from the other paddock, but leave that alone. All right, speeding towards the finish line here. If trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal, and which body part do you eat first?
Of my, just me?
Yes.
Oh, No, I don't think so.
This one, definitely an American angle. Mm-hmm. We'll throw it at you anyways. In Living Color, Chappelle Show, or Key and Peele?
Key and Peele.
We'll accept that answer.
Substitute teacher is one of my all-time favorites.
Name one thing you recently learned that everyone else on Earth knew except you.
Huh. People are assholes.
This is something you just learned. Have your parents ever told you they were disappointed in you?
Oh, yes. Plenty of times. It's worse.
If so, explain. What's an example?
I can't remember what I'd done, per se, but I knew if my dad came up to me and said, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, that would destroy me.
Believe that's the way it's supposed to work. Final question for you, Catherine Lake.
Yes, sir.
If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by cunnilingus?
The latter. That's the weirdest question I've ever heard.
50 questions, Catherine. I can safely say I have no idea who the hell you are.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thanks, pal.
It's been a pleasure.
And that was episode 2 with Catherine Legg. Check back next Tuesday for episode 3 and let me know which interview you'd like to hear by using the hashtag WhoTheHellAreYou. Left on the board, we have Bell, Bourdais, Buxton, Dial, Dixon, Hand, Hindoff, Unaray, Lally, Long, Montoya, Taylor, and Justin Moe. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.